Warning, the following program contains open expression that some may find offensive. Language is used freely under the direct authority of the Constitution of the United States of America.
This podcast is a member of the Detroit Podcasters Network.
Detroit Podcasters Network.
Coming at you from I-94 and I-75. Representing the ongoing struggle to realize the Renaissance in Detroit, you have found the owner. Allow me to introduce the big baby P.
I need a drink.
The front woman of the pills, Miss Danny Catastrophe.
What up, bitches?
The engineer, D. Sway. And for me, myself, and the all-seeing eye, Magnanimous. And now, Oled Ezra.
What's up, internet, in the beautiful yet broke city of Detroit, Michigan? You are listening to the 80th fucking installment of the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's underground talk revolution. Make sure to check us out, MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, the website, theolinezrashow.com, and the never popular comment line at 313-254-4260. Real quick, me and Danny were having a discussion earlier on in the week, and we think that you douchebags need to call the comment line that we pay for more before I cancel it on your asses.
Listen, Ryan from PMS, I know you're all busy being in love and shit, and being pussy whipped and stuff, and that's all fine and good, but can you maybe break away for
2 seconds, dude. That's all we need.
Yeah.
2 seconds of your time,
just one
bro.
Call a week. Every other week would be fine.
It'd be nice. I don't know whatever happened to Juggalo Chris. Farmer John doesn't even call us anymore.
Our old listeners are going to wind up douchebags of the week.
That's right. Douchebag of the week this week, Nate. Because
you know it's bad when we're begging Nate to call on the
right.
Comment line. You know times is rough.
I think it's partially my fault, though, too. I'll take part of the responsibility because I don't think I give our number out as much as I used to. So, with that being said, every single time we swap a segment, until you assholes start calling, you get to hear, make sure to call us at 313-254-4260. That number again, 313-254-4260. And just in case you have a dick in your ear, one more time, 313-254-4260.
Big shout out to Hibernate, by the way.
Hibernate.
Chronic Masternator.
Yep. Old Nate.
We do need to thank Nate, though, and as well as Jude and a good, solid handful of a lot of our other fans for helping us out so huge with the voting in April of the D.
Yeah, by the way, you guys got second. Congratulations on that. 30,000 votes.
The B-dab with the lovely Miss Danny Catastrophe, yes. 30,000. They say 30,000 plus, I guess, maybe rounded it.
I know I voted at least 1,000 times, so.
You know what, man? Like I said, that I don't really give a particular shit for the song. We got a good recording of it. I'm very proud that everybody was able to kind of get on the same page to make it happen. And then,
In such a short time.
The community that seemed to have been created by getting people to vote was friggin' phenomenal. Like, I had people
Absolutely.
In my family that I don't even get to talk to a whole lot, but that were all over this, man.
Every day, my dad was like, we watched your video, like,
really?
Four times at work today. He had, like, all these dudes in the Ford plant, like, loving the video. Like, everyone's walking around singing the song.
Donnie was saying his, at his Millwright meeting, that they were all talking about it. West Coast, all day.
Shout
down
outs.
South. We have votes from Tennessee, Florida, Arizona.
Shut up.
All over the vote.
Shout outs to everybody that took the time to vote. That was a concise effort. 30,000 votes. 30,000 votes. It just goes to show you what you can do when you really put all of your effort into something. Good times. Anyway, today on the show, we're going to have Icarus. He's a horrorcore rapper from Downriver. Really cool guy. One of the nicest horrorcore guys I've ever met, man. He's really all about business. Very smart. He's got a great loyal following. We're going to get to him in a little bit. We're going to talk about last night briefly. We got a beer of the week. We got a douchebag. So I'm looking forward to everything. It's going to be a great show. So last night, not only did Steve get searched at the door and with, quote, medicine on him.
Did I seriously get busted smuggling, quote, medicine in and then talk my way through
it? He talked his way out of it and they let him in. It was unbelievable. Not only that, Steve apparently ended up on stage with ICP at one point before,
You can never say that I was not on stage with ICP.
Steve shared.
You were like the star of the night. I'm so pissed I wasn't there.
And then before we get there, we're trying to meet Jay Hudson. We're trying to meet Jay Hudson. I swear to God, we literally drove around. By the way, huge shout out to Jay Hudson at 89X and the rest of the crew over there at 89X at night for hooking us up with some guest list access. It was great.
Thank
you.
Yeah, dude. Thanks, man.
Thank
it was cool
you guys
hanging
so
out
much.
With you too, Jay.
for sure. But Steve drove around like my father does and tried to find a parking spot in the same block for over 20 minutes.
Telling you that you got to be strategic when you park down there.
Not only that, but I am going to end up in some nasty Facebook tagged photos, but you guys can all check that out later.
Yeah.
Good times, good times. So George Vilhakis was there. Even Dylan showed up. Dylan was not.
George was there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Danny, you missed out on the place
to
be last night.
We were total scenesters last night.
We totally were.
Yeah, fuck yeah, we were.
Even when we were, even when apparently our purported backstage access was really just no security.
Those guys are like, all right, might as well, let's just run through that. Sure. Dylan, Olin's like, we can get backstage. I'm like, fuck yeah, just walked in.
Yeah, we just
came from there.
You know?
So we walk through the door, like we own the place, through the back. There's like the gears of the clown show turning. Random people loading up fucking 2 liters of Faygo and shit.
We were behind the giant ICP sign.
So the plan is, all right, guys, let's go out single file line and just rush the stage and stage dive. Well, so I pop out on stage, start throwing devil horns, look behind me, no one else is out there.
So like, it's just you and ICP.
I go, yeah, and Violent J.
Well,
so
a bunch of
Jay looks, over at me and gives like this tongue wag, like a, like, I don't know what I'm doing up here either, bro. I was going to stage dive. And for a second, I felt like I wanted to take the mic, but that just would have been grounds for a beatdown.
Yeah.
But it grounds
Which does
for
surprise
beatdown
me.
For clowns.
What surprises me is that Steve knows every lyric to every ICP song.
Not every, just a lot.
Just 80% of them.
No.
I can't imagine you rocking out to ICP as much as I can imagine you rocking out to like KRS-One.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. I mean, that's my influences, but I mean, boom shakalaka, boom shakaday. I'm Bala J in the back like a vertebrae. Motherfuckers
then,
know what's up with that.
Shoutouts to DJ Groove, who not only had vodka stashed at a bush, he had beers stashed inside the venue. He had other beers. Unbelievable.
You're
I don't know.
Like a seeker agent alcoholic. Shit was stashed all over the city of Detroit.
If you're leaving an open container of vodka
in a bush in Detroit,
you got to know that when you come back several hours later, you've got probably a little AIDS in there. You've got probably a little. What else? What else would be?
I drank it. Herpes, hepatitis.
A lot of piss.
Homeless urine.
Right. You know?
So he brushes off this like vodka and Red Bull he has stashed in a bush. We'll finish that. Go into the bar. He's got a beer in a corner covered by like an old magazine. My crew. Secret agent.
He stashed the beer strategically. So once he would finish one, he'd go to the next spot, pound it. Unbelievable, that guy.
I'm saying it's amazing.
It's unbelievable. And
when you think about it, that just is, though. And it's like, when did he find the time?
So you can get all that and do it.
You know?
Did he smuggle, like, cans of beer then?
No, it was beer that he had bought. And then everything outside, it was like this plastic bathroom cup.
Remember
from CVS.
Remember that Bill and Ted? Does he have this power of time travel to go back and stash
like,
alcoholic
okay,
beverages?
Okay, this is the route we took.
I do have a serious question for you, though, Groove. When are you not drunk, buddy? All right.
That's how you operate.
All right, enough of this bullshit. Steve, what's that in your hand?
Beer of the week.
Full moon, bitches. Guess what? Blue Moon has seasonal beers. I think everyone's aware of that. And what I'm going to do is
Every time you talk about Blue Moon, I get the Grease song stuck in my head for like the rest of the day. I don't know why. All right.
Kind of. It's the Blue Moon's specifically are the Belgian White. Those are the ones I dig, available year-round. They also have them for various seasons. One is the Rising Moon.
Why can't you drink the Belgian Black? Why does it have to be white?
I know, it's all right. Shit.
Unbelievable. I know. All right,
so
please continue.
Up.
Rising Moon, Spring Ale. The Honeymoon, Summer Ale. The Harvest Moon, Pumpkin Ale. I've had all these, by the way, but this one here is the Full Moon Winter. And this one, being that we just got blasted with another fucking 2 feet of snow in the last few days, decided to go Full Moon Winter Ale on it. You're looking at about 5.6 alcohol by volume. Very good.
Not too shabby, buddy.
Yeah, when you pour this thing into a glass, nice, dark, full-bodied. Blue Moon Brewing Company, though, but they were founded in 95 at the Sandlot Brewery in Denver, Colorado. And then their classically trained brewmasters from around the world actually added unique and inventive twist reminiscent of old world handcrafted traditions.
Do they have to run from a huge St. Bernard on the other side of the gate?
What? Sure.
If the ball goes over the fence?
They take
<Woo-ha>!
baseball. Zing!
I'm sorry.
You're gonna find these pretty much the full moons, the spring ale. They put these out anywhere where blue moons are available. You can find them almost anywhere.
Are the full moons accentuated with a slice of citrus?
Not exactly. In fact, this is more of like a roasted malt with like what they consider dark Belgian sugar.
So you can't do it like a regular blue moon.
There you go.
No.
Okay. So now
you don't really want to put an orange in this.
You've got the white brew,
the Belgian white,
and the dark sugar.
Belgian sugar, baby. Yes.
All right. Good times. Full moon.
I'm drinking them right now.
So do they have new moon? They have new moon, right?
No, that's the honeymoon. There's no new. There's a full moon, harvest moon, honeymoon, rising moon.
Would you like to suggest a beer of the week yourself? Make sure to check out the Olin Ezra Show forums. Go to theolinezrashow.com. Click on the forums link, and you can bitch at us. You can criticize us. You can call us worthless losers. Do whatever you want to do because it's all fully interactive, and maybe we might even get back to you if we feel like it. Or call the comment line, 313-254-4260. Yeah. So, hey, there's a contest going on, guys.
There's a contest.
The word on the street is that there is a contest.
Presenting InkAddict.com's contest.
Contest
2010. This is your shot at designing a t-shirt for Ink Addict's upcoming spring line. If your design is chosen, you'll win a
$500 cash prize.
Plus $100 in tattoos at Lance Keller Studios. Your t-shirt will be sold on InkAddict.com as well as local Detroit shops. And you'll get an exclusive interview on the Olin Ezra Internet Radio Show. This is your chance at getting your artwork seen by industry professionals as well as potential buyers. So don't delay. Get your submission in by March 25th. InkAddict.com's contest.
Contest
2010. Visit InkAddict.com for more information. And now we're going to go to a track by Icarus. This one's called Behind Me.
Icky.
Yeah.
Icky sad?
Yeah, a little bit.
Don't be sad, Icky.
I can't help it.
You're crazy.
I'm locking myself in the booth.
Running out of time.
On the wall, not enough respect to even give me a call. I toss and turn, no sleep cause of concern. I feel the burn, another lesson to be learned. Torn to pieces as I love the crease. Can we be at peace, just put this at ease?
Is this what you really wanted from me? I guess I don't have
if I hear.
So mentally abused and neglected.
Icarus,
dope.
Good to see you, man.
What
good
up,
times.
What up?
How was your show? What Friday night with Bizarre?
It was pretty bizarre, man. I mean, there's a lot of big guys with shirts off, doing the shuffle shuffle. And on stage.
Yeah, I thought good. I recognized you.
I've waited cool. on Bizarre before.
Yeah,
I used to be a waitress at a strip club like a long time ago.
Really?
Man, I know.
Why is it that every episode?
We never knew this about
me. Never knew this.
I know.
The truth comes out.
But yeah, waited on the whole D12 crew.
For anybody not familiar, by the way, how do you spell your name?
How do I spell it? Spell it IKKURUZ. That's Icarus.
Yes. You can probably find it like that, no doubt.
Yeah, I know that if I attend, I think I got you programmed in my phone as just IK.
Well, you can do short icky.
Icky. Icky, icky. Sticky, icky.
Yeah, so you won't forget now.
Where did the name come from?
It originated from, I was a Nintendo freak.
Yes, that's
Kid Icarus.
Kid Icarus.
I swear to God, I did not want to bring that
yes,
up.
Yes, I didn't know whether I should go there
that's
or
awesome.
Not, but that's
there
awesome.
There you go.
Oh, that's real cool. I love the music behind that game, too. Like, that's, like the yeah. little beats and shit there.
I want to buy the game again. I just want to relive that.
Yeah, man.
I never beat the game, so that's why it stuck in my head. I'm like, dude, I love that game, but I quit.
It's like Metroid. Once you beat
it's like fucking Mega Man.
It's going to be a letdown. Once you beat like Metroid, yeah, you find out you've been playing a chick the whole time. Takes the helmet off, his hair for like, oh. Is that gay?
It's kind of awesome though, wasn't it?
Hell yeah.
A fucked up trick.
If I'd have known that.
Good old Sam.
I've been trying to touch myself with the game.
So I got to ask you because I checked out your MySpace today and I was looking at some of your. I need to get some background.
Nobody goes on MySpace anymore.
Shit.
And I saw
shirtless?
One of your pictures. I didn't see that one, but I did see your name spelled in panties on bed, which is
that's
impressive,
dope.
Dude. Who did that?
Uh-oh.
I don't know. I'm pretty... I don't know. It's a real dedicated fan.
I've seen you a couple times, bro, and you've been one of the ones that stick out to me because it seems like you're one of the first dudes of the venue. You stick around, and then, you're at your merch booth the rest of the night, which is good to see. There's a lot of bands that run in, do their set, run out,
Yeah, I do it all. I mean, I slacked last night, and it killed me. Because, any chance that I have the promo and hit it up, I do it. But I had the show Friday and was up to 4 a.m, so I was a little beat. I needed some vitamins,
You've been in the horrorcore scene for a while, right?
Yeah, I wrote for a little bit, and then it took me a while to, get on stage. I was, shy at first, and people are like, what? And I'm, because I was always a class clown. Like, I needed attention. I needed throw a chair through the ceiling. Just, hey, I'm an asshole.
I flooded my school, so.
And then it just, I don't know.
Were you a wicked class clown?
Oh, yeah. I was heavy into ICP, I was an ICP kid and everything, and then just the outcast, but, I, just like my music, I would be hanging with the jocks, I'd be hanging with the, potheads, all that shit. I was just, I'm open guy, I'm down with everyone, I'm just
not,
like that.
Not pigeonholed into a
title.
Or a label. Mm.
you know, I'd even walk into the special ed class and just say hi. I'm not being stupid. I mean, I, you know, I had some friends like that, so.
Right just on, good man. Guy.
You know what? Speaking of, I was just looking through my high school yearbook the other day. No, and it's crazy. I never realized it, but I had a friend in a wheelchair in high school whose last name was Walker.
Come on.
No, bullshit.
That was a setup for a joke.
No, I know. That was a setup for an actual fucking story.
Wow.
I just realized his last name was Walker.
My aunt has a gynecologist whose name is Dr. Hole. That's also that's a true story. See? I swear to God.
See? See? This shit just happens.
Is it W-H-O-L-E?
I think it's H-O-L-E, dude.
How you doing? Spread my legs, baby. My name's Dr. Hole. I'm going to be taking care of you tonight. It's kind of weird.
Only thing weirder what is if it name, was Dr. Hands.
Name, Fill it hole. Fill that hole.
Philip Hole.
We did a segment a couple of months ago about a horrorcore rapper that had a show at the Modern Exchange, and then something happened in the next couple of days, and he ended up murdering.
Oh, he knows about it.
Sure. Yeah.
I know all about it.
So how do you feel about, because obviously there was a ton of people that came out and blamed everything on the music, and that's what caused him to do it. How do you feel?
Okay, first off, that guy did not play that show. He was just a fan that attended it. I performed it.
Oh, that was your show.
It wasn't my show.
You played it.
You were on the bill.
Wait, well, no, speaking
it's
about
it. It's an affiliate.
But you were on the bill.
Yeah, I was on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's kind of, you know, really dark and like screw religion type stuff, and I don't get into that, you know. But that's how they are. I mean, it's very demented and everything, you know, but they're friends of mine and everything, so I do my thing, you know. But, I mean, the fans that come out and everything, dude, they're all cool and everything. So what happened, I do not know. And to me, I think he took it to another level where he couldn't distinguish, you know, fact and fiction and what's real. I mean,
right,
the kind of blurred it together.
Where the act separates from life.
Yeah, and it's like, dude, I you know, I don't go around killing people and shit. I mean, I want to be on the damn street. I mean, it's just entertainment. And I mean, for that kid to maybe be so obsessed with it, maybe, I don't know. I mean, it's just, it's crazy because now that that's out there, then it gives everyone in this genre bad rap, and it's not even like that. I mean, there's most of the people that are in the game are the most religious people that have understanding, and they're pretty intelligent, you know, and it's just, you know.
Violent Jill Bruce has actually had to address this numerous times, one of which is he will say it's a creative writing aspect, but you live out a fantasy, in a sense, of writing about it. He's like, if I killed you in a verse, you died in my verse. You know, like, so sure, that there's that separation of what is art. But, I mean, if life will start to imitate that art, then you probably shouldn't have been involved in what's considered productive society anyway.
Like,
right. You know, to take it to that particular level is just anti-productive. Not creative, it's destructive.
Right. I mean, like, kind of like how they, after the Columbine shooting, you know, they're like,
blamed on
Manson,
they
the
blamed
Matrix.
Doom.
They've been pulling this
Doom.
Shit forever. They did it to Ozzy. They've been doing
right.
Judas Priest. Remember them two kids back in the fucking 70s? Like,
exactly.
Someone's trying to sue Slipknot or was trying to sue Slipknot. Because they listened to the song like 300 times, their new song, before they killed their husband.
Slipknot has a record.
Well, yeah,
you know where all the ideas, though, it just keeps tumbling like a snowball effect. Mm-hmm. I mean, something happens. Okay, now let's cover it on the news. There's no,
right.
like, protective thing stopping a kid flicking on that, and they're covering murder every day.
Right.
I mean, and
that's,
they'll get in it, and you'll see a laying dead body, like, covered in a sheet.
That's
like
one of
the
things
the
I
flames,
say
man.
All the time, bro. I always bitch about it, is we can't see a fucking nipple on primetime TV, goddamn it. But
and
we
that
can
pisses
watch,
me off.
We can watch 12-year-old girls get raped.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What's up with that? That's not right. I'd rather see a nipple. I don't want to see hardcore rape and murder.
Yeah. Yeah,
some of these, like,
up.
Forensics files, and I'm into some of them shows, you know, like The Investigators and 48 Hours and stuff.
SVU.
Where,
yeah,
dude,
they
no,
show
no,
up.
No. Forensics files, what I'm talking about is
actual
documented cases.
Right, yeah.
And they'll show pictures. They're like, we went into this apartment and found a body that had been rotting for 6
months. First 48.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like,
actual pictures.
They'll just go into a bathroom that's just literally covered in blood.
And then they like blur out the eyes of the body of the corpse.
Everything right, else but, is right, cool. Right, which is fucked up, because then they'll show like a picture of them like 5 minutes later, like
live.
Right, Martin Williams was just murdered.
Like, he's found as a rotting corpse. Yeah. That's funny shit.
It's you got anything coming up on the horizon, man, or?
I have one March 20th. That's at the Rock and Roll, which you guys are familiar with, because you guys will be there on March 5th.
That's right, yeah, with the Motown Rage, Origix in D.C.
Right on.
The Red Hour, Articulate, Pigpen on the ones. She loves Pigpen. She loves Pigpen.
Have you ever actually met that dude?
No.
You will. And you know what?
I just love his name.
You'll like him. He's adorable.
He's a little dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I've seen a picture of him.
You're just going to go grab his cheek.
Put him in a packet.
Pigpen's good peoples. Yeah, and then so March 20th at the Rack and Roll. Who else is going to be on that bill?
Well, I got my boys Wolfpack Nation. They're hip-hop. You know, I got my boy YUG. That's RLC's little brother and shit.
I've been seeing I've been seeing him getting around lately.
Yeah, he's really pushing it. I mean, I'm working with him a lot. You know, we really connected on the ABK tour and shit over last spring, summer, or whatever. And we hit the road and, you know, shared a room and shit. So I got to know him pretty well, and he's a pretty fun guy.
How do you... Oh, fun guy?
Fungi.
Guys
fungi.
Ate some shrooms. I see.
Yeah. No.
Nice.
No, man. I just had to look out for him. He don't need liquor. Dude.
How did you, when you go out, like, you know, on, like, say what's considered, like, to a cold audience, or if you're on a tour with ABK where everyone knows what ABK is all about and you play, how generally are you received with what you do, do you think?
I mean.
Or is it like if they don't know you, there's no love there?
No, there is some. I mean, I was quite surprised. You know, I mean, you got to think the internet does wonders, because, I mean, I never even played in Florida. Next you know, I see a dude next to me jumping up singing my song. I'm like, what the fuck?
Dope, huh?
You know, I'm like, sweet, dude. It's got it's fucking awesome, you know?
Good times, man. Good times. So it's myspace.com/Icarus, right?
Icarus Music.
Icarus Music. Spell it one more time, because I'm going to fuck it up.
IKKUIIUZ.
Yeah.
Good times, man. You got a CD coming up in the future anytime?
Actually, I got something in the works I've been talking about with my boy, which his name's Stitches, and he comes from a group called Men Award, which is, you know, online, they're just dominating. I mean, they're on my label, which I created just for, like, distribution and try to help other cats coming up, but I guess it is kind of like a label, you know, but I don't want to be labeled as a label, because I don't want to, hey.
It's more of a collection of artists.
Just, like, helping them, I'll press your shit up, whatever, but don't come to my house expecting to record anything and shit like that, because it's going to take up my time, you know what I'm
saying? They're like, where's my advance, Sickers?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, that kind of label,
chain
son.
At, bitch?
I need a rented mansion.
That's when you got to come at them and be like, okay, the studio cost me $20,000, this cost me this much, so you owe me $37.50.
Yep.
<That's>, there's your advance.
That apparently is the trend in the business of
music. I see a lot of artists getting away from those advances and stuff like that. It's basically a bank loan. They throw, hey, here's $500,000.
That's I just
have fun.
I recently posted that Immortal Technique interview, and that's exactly what he says. He's like, he goes, a record label is basically a bank that you don't get to keep anything that they loan you for. You know, you're gonna wind up owing them. You don't get to keep even your original material. I've heard of artists. Here's what they do: these majors, and have always done since its inception, is keep the rights to an artist's material, get rid of that artist, and keep that material sitting around for future artists that can either do it better, or maybe they find them, like Michael Jackson has actually had a couple songs that they just presented him with, said, hey, this is stuff that's been written, but you might like this.
Yep.
And he's done it.
Yep. I mean, think about it. That's why, one, you always hear of so many different remakes being done.
Yeah,
two, you always hear, like, especially, you know, like, you'll hear the same guitar riff, you'll hear the same beat, you'll hear the same drum loops. It's because they already own it.
So if you're, like Icarus is saying, I mean, if you're about it, you come independent and own it, you know?
Right. I mean, it's hard, you know, but, you learn a lot from it and you appreciate it more, you know, because I don't want to be, like, overnight and then some label coming at me and then you get, you know, fucked in the ass and it's like...
Right.
Then you're on celebrity rehab.
If I fail, it's my own fault. I don't want to, you know, because the label could tell you, hey, you can't come out with an album until this date or something. And it's like,
you gotta sign a 3-album deal or something.
We gotta change you. You gotta sound more like
they'll hold you off for another artist. Okay, hold on. We're just gonna wait and drop this other horrorcore guy first. And then
Well, we gotta get rolling along, man. Icarus, thank you so much.
Thank you
for coming in, man. We really appreciate it. MySpace.com/IcarusMusic
Right on.
So we got a couple more segments, man. You down to chill for a minute?
Yeah, I'm here.
Let's do it. Steve, what do you got, bro?
Shit. I've been debating how to go about this whole time. I really wanted to touch on some new evidence in the death of Edgar Allan Poe.
What?
The other one was, I had a pretty sweet verse in honor of Icarus I wanted to drop, but I don't know. Maybe I'll hold off on that verse then and try and fuck up my way through this Edgar Allan Poe story. Didn't he
like die 100 years ago?
Yeah, I think so.
All
close.
Right.
Pretty close. Wrote The Raven.
Quote The Raven.
Right.
And
didn't he also drink massive amounts of absinthe?
Yes, did that.
Good man.
Very depressed.
The pendulum. That's it. The pendulum.
Sure. There's been mystery surrounding his death as he was found, what would be modern day terms, cracked out and in front of a bar, very liquored up, and died from like an pneumonia from that. From being like very whacked out on whatever drugs they purport opium and alcohol, and then died soon after that. But the mystery is they've always wondered like exactly how he died. They've never understood what was going on in his life before that, if he was murdered. The story, this is all from memory, man. I did a bad job at not writing any of this down, but he was taking a train back from some seminar to go meet with his wife, this girl he's about to marry, who was, I believe, like a younger like cousin or something to that effect.
That sounds about right.
Keeps getting creepier.
Yeah, it is maybe like a second cousin. That's different. So he winds up taking the wrong train, and it diverts him to, I think, Philadelphia. Well, while he was there, back around that time, and especially when like voting for power, much like today, but was bigger back then, like the Irish would mob a motherfucker and make them vote for an Irish candidate. And often, these thugs, political thuggery, would go out, drug a man to make him vote, change his clothes, take him to another polling station, make him vote again, looking entirely different.
So you're telling me that there's an Edgar Allan Poe conspiracy theory?
This is not even conspiracy. This is based on, like, now corroborated stories and the people that were alive up until last, like, 10 years ago that talked about it and said that he, when he got off of his train and was approaching a bar, he approached a bar, I think, to go in there, grab some drinks. He's going to wait for another train. He was thugged up. They didn't know he was Edgar Allan Poe, famous writer at this point in time. He was dragged, doped, forced to vote, changed his clothes, made him vote again, and left him out there to catch pneumonia on the bar steps where they found him. He was found in another man's clothes that didn't quite fit him. Upon his death.
So you mean to tell me that political thuggery has been happening for years?
You know what? In here, like, thousands. I really try to not, like dish conspiracy theories that can't be corroborated. I really try to. It happens because it has to, because they put it out there for us to, like, you know, second guess. But, you know, here I hear this, I'm like, once again, voting. Once again, politics and its fucking infinite thuggery bullshit is involved in the death of, like, one of America's greatest writers, greatest poets.
So the latest discovery is that he was wearing somebody else's clothes.
Yes. Yep. Weird. And
did they exhume his corpse or something?
So that's what I'm getting to that. They are right now preparing, and I think they have to go through certain legal channels to exhume his corpse. And indeed, if there was a particular opiate in him, it was also found in other people that were thugged up for this particular voting process.
That's the craziest thing I've
ever heard.
When
did he die?
That is
funny. Early 1900s?
I'm shitty. By this time, it was early 1900s, yes. Yeah.
And that was probably a drug that, you know, politicians or the government had access to, probably.
Yeah.
Probably some new shit that just came out fucking yesterday here, but it
was. Right.
I think the opiate trade, too, via, like, the Chinese immigrants was huge, you know? That and illegal fireworks.
So they shot him up, got him drunk on absinthe, and made him vote.
For a particular candidate.
Sounds
not knowing the whole time they had Edgar Allan Poe, the author, the poet, in their clutches, and then he later died from that.
So I'm trying to picture how this actually goes down. So they rough you up, they shove some drugs down your throat, and then are they like basically like dragging like a like limp yeah, like
while
someone that's drooling on themselves and then like
yes, and the people at the voting polls know what's going on.
Obviously, they had to.
But you let that happen, so long as they get a vote registered, sure, it don't matter if you just, you know, like, carted in a dead body with your hand up its ass, you know, like, to go in there and make it vote. As long as you change his clothes, apparently, and it has different, you can apply different names to it. But, so again, that, how far does that go back then? Wow.
Did they let people vote still drunk? We should just try it. Go in there, just wasted, shit face. Go in there with a beer and be like, I'm gonna vote.
I'm willing to bet, so long as you're voting for whatever particular candidate they would like to see you vote for, sure.
Good time. So, Danny, you got a douchebag this week?
It's the douchebag, it's Danny's dirty douchebag of the week.
Okay, so this particular person.
She looks at me and she's like,
"Did I look at you?"
What the fuck?
Just a quick glance.
You're a douchebag.
No, you're definitely not a douchebag. This particular douchebag this week is a female and
douchette.
She's a douchette.
I love the douchette.
She's past douchette. She's just she's a full blown douche.
Oh, I was gonna call her a sanitary napkin, but okay.
Do you know who it is? I don't think I mentioned who it was.
No.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's Jennifer Love Hewitt. Do you guys know who she is?
Oh
fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
I know all about Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Now listen.
Bedazzle it?
Yes. There we go. Yes. Thank you.
I heard about that. That'd be pretty cool, though.
Okay. Let me back up for a second.
Imagine your nut smacking against a rhinestone. All right. Continue.
You're spoiling it.
I'm sorry.
Spoiler alert. Okay, so she is, yes, she's a hot girl. She's got big boobies. She's a girl that needs to just, just pose for Playboy or Maxim or something, or take your clothes off and make a sex tape or something. Just don't talk. Just stop fucking talking, because every time you talk,
I agree.
I want to choke a small animal, and I want to gouge my eye out with rusty spoons.
With my balls.
She wrote
a
book.
She has an evil side.
She wrote a book, apparently, that's very, I'm sure, a very good read. And just packed with intellectual tidbits. But she went on a talk show, I think it was like Jimmy Kimmel or something, to promote her book. And she was like, I don't understand why the tabloids give me such a hard time and blah, 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 blah. And then she proceeded to talk about how she bedazzles her her vag. And
now, by bedazzling, you mean?
She calls it vajazzles.
Oh.
She glues, or she had a friend apply tons and tons of tiny crystals.
Where's that tape?
A friend?
Where's that tape?
A friend.
I mean, seriously, do you have a friend that would do that for you?
No.
Say yes, please. Oh, don't worry, Danny.
How did that conversation even go?
Danny,
hello.
I got you.
Which am I doing a good
me
first
and Pat
impression?
Got
you. Don't worry about it.
So you want to go out to the club tonight? I don't know. No, let's just put let's glue beads on my badge.
So there's a full chapter in her new book about how she thinks every woman should their badge for their man.
That means she ain't doing something right and needs to draw more attention to it, right?
Yeah.
And
that's what it sounds like.
She doesn't work hard enough.
It's right here. Do me.
Well, okay. I'm going to play devil's advocate. Maybe her head game is just that good. Maybe.
It might.
I'm just saying, because she's not getting any younger. Her face isn't what it used to be.
Is that to deflect the attention? Like, hey, you know what? I'm turning into a nasty skag. Hey, check out my pussy. It's great.
Yeah, I'm saying that's what it is. It's like, okay, my jaw is getting tired. Aim some attention down there. Maybe that's what she's trying to say. I don't know. Maybe she gives an awesome blowjob. I would love to find out. Right now, I don't know.
Now, you said that she's dipping it in gold, too?
Well,
well, hold on. How do you dip it?
No, she drips gold.
No.
Okay.
What's happening now is apparently this trend is, like, catching on because Jennifer Love Hewitt is fucking sweet.
Hold on.
I'm going to put a music box in a twat, you know?
That's what I'm. When is Exhibit gonna start pimping puss? I'm gonna pimp your pulse, girl.
We're gonna have to ask Dylan,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's next to the sea. I need you to come over here and open up your legs.
Hey, hi, exhibit. My name is Susie from New York.
I just put a 10-inch woofer in your crotch.
I need my vag tricked.
My vag is so used and abused. Please pimp it, exhibit.
Girl, I'm about to pimp your uterus.
What? Wow.
Her tits right now are Xbox controllers. Hey,
Dylan. Would you ever put rhinestones on your balls, buddy?
No.
What about rhinestone your taint?
No. Oh. He's a man of so many words.
That would be a taint stone, by the way.
Dude, you know what? It's fucked up. I just got a visual.
Wait for it.
You know how like on movies and shit, like in over in India, the elephants always have like the diamonds and shit encrusted all along?
Indiana Jones type shit.
Yeah. Think about it. If guys did this shit, that's what it would look like. Just a bunch of diamonds going straight down the fucking shaft. Just bam.
Oh,
bitch,
shit.
Is a royal elephant.
Next time you have an image in a mental picture, keep it to yourself.
Fuck that. That had to be shared. Otherwise, I'd be the only
stuck
weird
stuck with
one.
It, yeah.
Oh, and she also called it her precious lady.
Oh.
Her precious
that's
lady.
Ruins,
that's
it kind of ruins
sick.
It.
Give me
that's
her phone like number. Give me her phone number. I'll call her. I want to see your precious lady.
That sounds like a very
like an
sappy
old lady.
Song.
Like an old
from like
sick.
The 60s Jennifer, or 70s.
Attention, Jennifer Love Hewitt, please call me on the comment line, 313-254-4260.
Girl, you know you're listening.
Fuck that, call me
but
on
don't
the private
talk
line.
When you call in. Just, like, breathe heavier. Just, like, send pictures. Don't talk. Stop talking.
If she used it in a sentence, maybe it'd be hot. I don't know, like, I want you to make out with my precious lady.
No.
I want you to meet somebody. Bone her out to some ODB. Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw.
Well, okay, real quick, what I was going to say is, so in addition to the bedazzling or vajazzling, whatever, you can also, this is completely and totally separate, but there's a line of lipstick that you can also now apply to your vagina and make it a pretty color.
Are you working for her?
It's already a pretty color.
It has nothing
color.
To do with her. This
you don't,
is
even, have
and
to,
totally
you don't even have to change the name. It's lipstick.
It is.
It's already.
Oh, just in case they get chapped. Just imagine
it'll
that.
It'll be sticky enough afterwards.
Icarus, sir. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming to this clusterfuck of an episode.
Thank you, guys.
MySpace.com/IcarusMusic, right?
Right.
And check that out if you get a chance. He's got some good tunes. So, for myself, I'm going to be thinking about bedazzled pussy all night.
Jesus.
Big baby P.
Vagina sells itself.
El Magnano.
That's what I'm saying, too. You never see it coming till I'm busting a nut over your mama's pomegranate muffins.
Yeah!
And the bedazzled Miss Danny Catastrophe.
I am rocking a disco ball in my crotch.
Oh, come on.
We're going to take you out to Dismembered Dreams by Icarus, only on the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution.
I'm the darkness you have found. Look around and watch them drown. Spin and twist and slit your wrist. Santa Claus is one dead bitch. The crucifix shoved through his lips. I'll make a wrist and I fucking kill Christmas. Too poor to enjoy any New Year toy. I told Miss Claus I'm here to search and destroy. Grabbed her and took her to the mistletoe. Titty fucked up and banged out her asshole. Voices tell me to burn all of the North Pole. Shut the fuck up, bitch, I'm the one here in control. Kill Christmas once again. Stop your crying, boy. Go tell a friend. I kill Christmas. I kill Christmas. I murder Santa Claus.
Texas. We're uncovering walls. We're uncovering walls. Watching Christmas once again. Stop your crying, boy. Is in a deep coma. That's some good pussy smell aroma. Now back to the basic. Let's fucking face it. I could rule the North Pole. Why would I waste it? Got a bitch that fucks, cooks, and even cleans. Little helpers that build stuff by any means. Wake up, bitch, I'm fucking thirsty. Now serve me. Call me Icky Claws, cause we a new family. Alright, let me get off in that pussy again. Then go clean up and bring home a friend. I got some ideas on how I wanna run this. This will be my old nightmare before Christmas.
Rock you Christmas once again. Stop your crying, boy, go tell a friend.
In red and white for the night. Lord Claus, Sticky Claus, ready for flight. Pack pieces of Santa in pink presents. Bloody baggies busting off a rooftop. This is my way of turning Christmas events. Now here remains, decorate your fence.
I kill Christmas. I kill Christmas. I murder Santa.
Girl, did you like what Icky Claws got you this year?
Yeah, next year can I have Hannah Montana, a pony? I want it with the pony and the pig, like Rainbow White. Oh, the
Oh, shit.